This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Hey, look, there's going to be no easy way out for Steve Cohen and the Mets. They have to get Juan Soto. I'm going to say the same thing I said back last year, either this time or March or February or even during the season. This is the guy to get, BT, and that's what makes this free agency so fascinating here is that I really believe the Yankees need to bring Soto back and the Mets need to bring Soto in. They desperately need a big-time superstar like Juan Soto at his age. He is the perfect fit for Steve Cohen and the New York Mets, not to mention taking away from the Yankees and what that would do. And it is less about that now, I think, because the Mets had success. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need that much anymore. Look, the Mets have proven themselves to be a franchise that is on the rise. Now, they need to sustain it, obviously, long term. But that was a terrific season that they're coming off of. They now need to finally, under Steve Cohen, like, what good is having the richest owner in the sport if you can't go out and buy the best player when he hits the open market at the age of 26? This is it. This is why Steve Cohen is here. This is what should separate the Mets from a lot of the other teams. Go get Juan Soto. Anything less than landing Soto, to me, unacceptable and a bad offseason for the Mets.
And if they fail?
It's a bad offseason.
Where do you go? Got to have a plan B.
It's not plan B.
You got to have one. So what is plan B?
I'm sure they'll have one.
What's your plan B?
It's not going to be good enough. Losing is going to be their plan B. Without Juan Soto.
They didn't lose last year without him.
You think they could be better than the Dodgers without Juan Soto?
Well, okay, next year, no.
Okay, but that's my problem.
Hold on, how old is Freddie Freeman? Yeah. Mookie Betts is not a kid. Yeah, these guys aren't going to be.
And guess what
pitching staff is thin?
Yeah,
then they'll just buy the next star. They'll get the next superstar.
Or maybe they get Soto themselves. Like, I don't believe that.
But you never
know with them.
That's true. There's got to be a plan B.
How about the Phillies and Braves? We talk about the Mets and how they had a good year. You think the Braves or get a bounce back next year?
Yes. Although, did you see Acuña's not going to be ready for the start of the season?
No, I did not see that.
I saw that yesterday very quickly. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, he's always banged up. Man.
Very much so. And Strider as well. All right, so I know it's about the money. It's always been about the money with Soto, and it will remain that way. But remember when I kept saying that the optics to the Mets season would matter just a little bit to Soto?
Yes.
Don't you think now, you know, with the wins and moving on to the postseason and just at least validating their place as a competitive on-the-rise team, although I'm not going to do it now because I want to keep this moving, but I could certainly make six or seven cases where there was real overachievement last year and some of those guys won't even be back. Okay, I could do
but
I won't.
I mean, that's a fact.
but not all will be back, but I don't want to lay that out now. But just the way the Mets looked and the way the Mets popped and the buzz around the Mets, like, you don't think that helps Soto look at them at all as more viable, provided the money's there, which it's going to be.
I do. I certainly don't think it hurts. I didn't think it was going to be a big factor, but with the type of season that the Mets had, I don't think it could hurt at all. If anything, it would help.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you're still judging it in comparison to, say, the Yankees, Yankees went to the World Series.
So no, I know, but he got to see, you know, Citi Field, some of those 508 first pitches. I mean, it was absolutely nuts there as well.
Well, the fun the Mets were having, I think that plays a part of it, looking over the other side of town.
Yeah.
Seeing how Mendoza maybe held guys account. I don't know. I'm not Juan Soto. I know that the bottom line usually with Scott Boras and with Juan Soto waiting to get to this point, I thought it was going to be about the money. So I can't say that I think that that's going to enhance the Mets' chances, although I don't think it hurts.
Okay, so think about this, though. Like, it is always going to be about the money. So let's say the Dodgers come with, I'm just throwing out ridiculous numbers, and I don't even know if the Dodgers will, but just follow me. Dodgers, $700 million. The Giants, $700 million. the Yankees $700 million and the Mets $700 million, and maybe even the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm just throwing them in there as well. So we'll give you five teams right there, right? Five teams, $700 million. But let's also, as I throw the Mets on that list, let's just for a moment put on our hats of what the Mets were before they turned this around. So, like, yeah, the money's the money, but if the Mets won 76 games and the Mets money is comparable to or even slightly ahead of the Yankees, the Dodgers, maybe even the Padres trying to get them back, winning teams, he wasn't going to the Mets. Right. Like, if the money's the same, that's why the Mets having a good year, and I always said this, was so important.
I'm not sure he would anyway if the money's the same.
I agree, but the fact that the Mets had a good season and are thought to be on the rise, and they've got this energy, and it's palpable out there now. It's not like a graveyard. And the money, you know the money's going to be right with Cohen. It keeps him in the game. As a matter of fact, it might get him to the front of the line. It might.
Yeah, I think two things are in play for the Mets more important than their results, while acknowledging the incredible fun season that they had can certainly help. It's certainly not going to hurt their chances of getting Juan Soto. I don't think they're looked at as the LOL Mets anymore. The basement dwellers, like when we were looking at them when they're 11 games under.
Yeah, the OMG Mets.
But I think two factors.
Go
primary
ahead.
Reason is money. The other thing is New York. So if they, I really do just get the feeling, and I've had this even before he was ever in New York, that Juan Soto, maybe because of the community, who knows, I just always felt like he, you know, him wanting to play in a big market and thriving in the spotlight.
A high level of Dominican content. A lot of Dominican influence there, which is great for him. You know, he loves it.
Doesn't get any bigger and brighter than New York.
No.
So, and now we saw him succeed here and he got a taste of it. So I would think that New York and the most money are going to win out in this case, which means that for me, the Mets are going to have the most money. Maybe the number is, you know, the Yankees go to 600 and say, look, it's $600 million. Like, we really were looking at 500. We're going to come up to 600, and maybe the Mets have to go to 650. The talk of $700 million, while I can understand why, like, are you really going to pay him more than Shohei
Ohtani? I don't think he's getting $700 million.
What do you think he maxes out at?
I think it's high fives, low sixes. I think it's been a little hijacked here.
Okay.
I really do. I don't. There's no way.
Well, it started at five.
I don't think he's getting seven. I'd be stunned if it's even north of 650, Sal. Honestly.
Maybe me too. The floor is five, but when you actually think about it, outside of and knowing that you have to tack on the extra because it always goes higher than you think. But there's still a big gap between five and seven. And Ohtani got paid $700 million because he could pitch, too.
Yeah.
He's Ohtani as an offensive player is worth probably $40 million a year, maybe 50.
Definitely.
And as a pitcher, he's worth $30 million a year, whatever it may be. So that's where you're getting the $700 million. With Soto, yeah, you know, $50 million, sure. Okay, then for how many years is it going to be? So I think it's going to be the team that tacks on the extra year.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be saying, all right, it starts at five. Who's at 550? Do I hear six? Okay, we got six. Do I hear 650?
Yeah, 12 years is 600, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you get to 11 years, it's 550,
which
is definitely going to be hit.
I think he's going to end up with 13 years, $50 million a year, 650. I think that's what he's getting.
13 years wouldn't surprise me, neither would 650. And I said before, if it's 14 or 15 years, then you can have them. And anybody can have them.
Yankees
shouldn't do it.
Would you do that if you're the Yanks, 13 for 650?
I would, but I would also try to incorporate, and I don't know why he wouldn't want to do this, because it's advantageous to him, an opt-out.
Yeah.
No, but that matters.
Not when you're committing that. It's going to
Hold on, Sal. I don't mean the opt-out like Garrett Cole's opt-out, where the Yankees tack on another year.
No, it's going to be his
opt-out. Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, it was also Garrett Cole's. He just lost all the leverage, and he decided not to utilize it. It was absolutely Garrett Cole's leverage there. Okay, so I would love an opt-out after 4 or 5 years, because if he's banging it, which he should, and the economy rallies and things change economically, which they should, then I think that he's going to feel the freedom to opt out of that, and then at least the Yankees can make the decision or the Mets.
I think that would benefit the team that signs him, as opposed to him, the player. Now, you give him the option.
Well, that's the thing. He's got the option.
Understood. So he's fine with it. But also from a team perspective.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Even if I'm I know. But again, you're looking at it like, hey, opt out, and then we're not going to see you.
I wouldn't mind.
We'll get the best 5 years from you.
I was going to say, we'll take the next 4 or 5 years of your prime when you're 26, 27, and then when you're 31, 32, if you think you can get another $600 million, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but that's going to be on his term. In other words, if he wants that, then he's going
to
get that.
And you've got to be willing to deal with the consequences of him not opting out and pay whatever's there.
Would you pay? So you said your max for the
Yankees.
I'm not
going more than 13 years. There's no chance.
And what about from the Mets' perspective?
I think the Mets should do whatever it takes.
So if it's going to take an
he's
extra
worth $21 billion.
Right, let's say 14 for 680.
Do it.
I mean,
you got to do it.
Same thing.
He's the king, right?
Now that
is he the king?
He will be if he gets Soto. So let's just say, because this is a fun thing to do, if the Mets go to 14 for 680. And the Yankees are at 13 for 650. Like, I think that's...
I think he goes to the Yankees at that point.
That would
stun me if he didn't.
I think he's going to go to the Mets. I think that's
It's not a big enough gap. Excuse me, that's not a big enough gap in my opinion.
Yeah, but I don't know if he necessarily wants to be with the Yankees. Like,
I don't know either. Yeah. But I'm assuming that he enjoyed it with Judge and the stadium and the World Series and the history and all that stuff. To me, it's got to be another year minimally, and it's got to be at least $70 or $80 million more. There's a Mets tax. It's got to be.
Yeah. I mean,
I've always said that.
Maybe the Yankees don't go up to 650. I don't know how big of a difference it possibly could be because you're going to get to a point where you got to be like, all right, even if you're Steve Cohen and saying, yeah, whatever it takes, but you're really paying Juan Soto $700 million.
If you want to get him, you might have to. I mean, the other thing that's interesting to me, and I want your answers, quick answers on these. This is because this is the future of the Mets here.
Yeah.
So it's Soto, but there's a lot of things last year that are not locks to either come back or be replicated. Number one, just quick answers. I got a bunch for you.
Yeah.
Is Manaea back?
Yes.
Is he really an ace?
Yes, I think he is. I think you could rely on... Now, is he going to be healthy the entire year?
Well, nobody maybe knows not. That stuff. Yeah, I got you.
Maybe not. But he's a guy who's been injured before, high workload this year. I'd be careful with giving out that contract. I think he wants to be back, and I think the Mets trust that he's going to be the pitcher that he wasn't since he changed the arm angle. Yeah. I think he's going to be back.
I think he's going to be back. I would say he's a tick below ace, but he's obviously really good, so that's a plus. Okay, Severino back?
No.
Okay, so who's going to take his spot?
Well, they're going to have these. And I remember, too, we look at the position player free agency. There is a bunch of pitchers out there.
I know there are. Like, Freed is 31.
I'm not worried about it. Like, I would like, if you ask me if there's one pitcher that I could sign this offseason, who would it be? Walker Buehler would be my guy. I think you're going to get him at a good value, and he's got great upside.
Okay.
But I'm not even looking at the pitching. I'm just, Stearns will figure that out this year.
But you'll see now, where I'm going.
Remember, Senga coming back.
That's true. So
Senga Manaea already ahead of, and you have Peterson.
Peterson was very good this year, so I'd feel good about him moving forward.
I don't like
Cheap
McGill,
lefty.
But he's an arm there. Also, maybe some guys from the minors that Stearns referred yesterday. Like, and they'll piece it together with one or 2 year deals.
All right, we'll keep it moving. That was an easy one. All right, so is Vientos truly a star?
Yes, I think he is.
Or is he just good?
I think he's a star, offensive player.
I tend to agree. I really do like him.
I like his makeup.
He could hit, man.
Did you read, there was a fantastic article a couple of weeks ago in the Players Tribune. You got to check it out.
Now, I didn't see about him?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He wrote it. It is it's, I think he wrote it, or at least somebody, he spoke it to somebody and they wrote it. It was as good an article that I've read from a player perspective on Mark Vientos. Shed some light.
Is it about like actually hitting or just being in the bigs, the Mets culture?
Sounds interesting. Him taking accountability.
Being sent to the minors, all that stuff. I'm going to read it. Okay.
It's a must read.
Is Pete back, yes or no?
That is a great question.
Because what your answer...
I'm going to say no, he's not.
Okay, so then you're getting Soto in your mind. Because if your answer was yes, not that you couldn't do Soto and Pete, but the way you answer that to me, or the way you were going to answer that to me, is dependent upon how you truly feel about the ability to land Soto. And I would agree. If you think you're getting Soto, Pete's not back. I would put an X next to that column as well.
But I still think that there's a way where the Mets can get two big players.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Whether it's Soto and Pete or Soto and Adames, I just think that they... Here's what I think is going to happen with Pete. He's going to get more money than the Mets think he's worth.
He's going to get... He might. Especially for those who miss out on a Bregman or Walker, who I think is better, by the way,
dream,
for the Diamondbacks.
The dream offseason for me for the Mets is Soto, Adames, and Buehler.
That was pretty sick right there. All right, so...
Which, by the way, I don't think is unrealistic. At least I don't think it's unrealistic with all the money coming off. Now, maybe it is in their minds, but I don't think that's unrealistic. Maybe Adames gets the Giants may pay him a boatload to be their shortstop, whereas opposed to the Mets are going to look to pay him to be their third baseman. It's still going to give him a lot of money because he's going to get a lot of money, but
understood.
Giants might blow him out of the water.
Are you of the mindset that Alvarez will absolutely be a key figure and a good player next year?
I don't think the level of Vientos.
No, definitely not that.
But
there's no way.
I think he'll be better than he was this year.
He was bad.
Yeah,
he was not good at all.
Iglesias to the bench. Hold on.
I'm getting. Yeah. Is McNeil back on the team?
I would look to move Jeff McNeil.
Well, who's playing center field?
They're going to have to figure that out.
Okay, and I get to Iglesias here, and this is the last one. Is Iglesias back? I think you just said yes.
Yeah, he'll be back on the bench.
Okay.
Acuña is going to be either the second baseman or the center fielder. Need to figure out what Mauricio's role is going to be on his team where he's playing.
What's the word in the organization? Do you think they like him best at third in the outfield? Mauricio.
I don't know because it's a new regime.
I have
no idea. And it's a new regime now. When I was talking to Billy Epler about that years ago.
What did Billy like?
I think that was when they were trying to transition him maybe to the outfield, but they didn't want to do that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be a center fielder.
He's not the profile. He doesn't have the speed for
that. Right, so I think you're probably looking at...
Left.
I mean, maybe he's the third baseman. Maybe they don't get it. How about this? Maybe they sign Soto, bring Alonso back, and have Mauricio at third base.
And Vientos is DHing?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think they'll do that.
Why not?
Well, my answer is...
And by the way, it doesn't have to be exclusive DH. Vientos could also play first one day and have Pete DH, or Vientos could play third one day.
Yeah, I mean, I get the... Yeah, listen, I get it. I truly do. I just think when you're 24, 25, you got to run out there every day with a position. And you know, honestly, Sal, for me, like, you know, Vientos is never going to be Mike Schmidt or Greg Nettles at third,
right.
But... You know, he's, or David Wright, but you know, I should really say that as a Met, but he's functional.
Right, well, then what about Pete DH? Vientos first Pete DH. Like,
I think that would be ideal. I don't think Pete's going to consent to that.
Well,
Pete is not coming here to watch somebody else play first base.
Put it this way.
He's put too much work into becoming a slightly above average defensive first baseman. To me, he would feel disrespected. And I don't blame him in that regard. I would not do that if I'm him.
Do you think Acuña is going to have a starting job on this team?
I think he's going to be a very important piece. I like him. He's got life in his bat.
Me too. Do you think Mauricio will?
I have no idea.
Right.
That's a guess, dude.
But it's some, like,
he was. I remember Hoff saying that he liked Mauricio better than all of them.
Right.
Than Beatty. Better than Acuña. Better than all these. Gilbert. He's supposed to be. I got to see him play.
Yeah,
it's just
understood,
a guess.
Understood. But the point is, like, you're probably going to have two of those guys
because of the money that they're going to spend elsewhere.
I think so.
Maybe. I'm okay. Listen, Acuña, I would have played him in the playoffs a little bit more.
Yeah. No, I know.
I would have played him. We talked about that.
Yeah. And they got to figure it out. And maybe moving McNeil will free up some salary as well.
Yeah. All right. That's a little state of the Mets for you because, you know, it's the assumption.
Well, we keep talking about the Yankees angle here. And for me, the Mets angle is Soto or bust. It's been that way for 2 years. It's time for the Mets to finally land the big fish.
I get it. I just wanted to give Mets fans a roadmap for what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Because we have been very Yankee-centric here with Soto. But I want to see, you know, if Soto goes there, because there are the Manaea, the Severino, some of these questions are, they were so good this year in certain spots, but they're not locks. It's like they're, you know, staples of the franchise. They were one-year deals. Manaea was two.
If for some reason they don't get Soto, and again, I believe the Mets are getting Soto. I've always believed that. I believe it even more now.
If they don't.
Let's just say they don't.
Yep.
Then, you know how, like, if you lose a bet, you make the angry bet?
Yes.
I'd be making the angry moves. Okay. We don't get Soto.
Okay.
Now I'm getting Adamas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Walker or Bregman.
Yeah.
Bueller, Burns. Like, now, and again, I don't even want really Burns, but like, I'm angry spending if I don't get Juan Soto. That's why, to me, it's got to be Soto, because they have the money to spend. He's the sure bet. You heard about Cashman talk about it. There's only one sure bet. If there's ever a bet to be made, if there's ever an investment to be made on a player, it is Juan Soto. There's no more, well, you could get this guy and see how that works out, or maybe this guy works out. Soto's the guy. He's proven in the postseason. He's proven in this town. He's 26 years of age. Like, that's why it's got to be Soto or bust. I don't even want an angry spend. I want Soto. That's it.
You're not sweating a little bit up there, are you? A little glistening on the forehead? You're not getting a little nervous about Soto, are you?
No, I'm actually getting excited.
Just checking.
Remember,
checking the pulse.
Think about this, though. I was saying this when it wasn't popular to be saying it. Now, like, if I were to ask you, do you think the odds of the Mets getting Soto have increased in the last 6 months or year, or decreased, or stayed the same?
I think the Yankees have always been the favorites. I think they remain the favorites, not by a very wide margin. I believe the Mets are second.
Yeah.
I do.
See, I always believe the Mets are favorites. I think they're even more favorites. Now, I know not the actual betting odds. I don't even know what they are.
But I think the Yankees actually are the like the slight betting favorites there.
I feel like the momentum now is starting to be open at least to, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy would leave and go to the Mets. Especially after what he said.
You're going to have to overpay?
It's fine with me.
Okay. Is it going to be fine with Stevie?
I'd rather overpay for an investment that I know is worth it.
Yeah. I get it. Hey. I get it. Listen, you need him. I want him. It's right. A big difference.
BT, I think you need him too. BT, it's out back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get some calls in here. BT talking free agency, hot stove. Tis the season. Mets need Soto. Yankees need Soto. Both can't have him. Who will end up with Juan Soto? And then what will happen from there? Mike is calling from Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. I had heard that the Ohtani contract also included an element of the Japanese television rights. So not only did he have, you know, the pitching element, but he also had some type of Japanese element, Japanese television rights.
I don't know about
that. I don't know if that's true or not, but that changes a little bit of the dynamic.
Well, here's the other thing, too. We talk about deferrals, and I don't know the answer to that directly, Mike, but thanks for the call. You know, I do think, and I've said it as well, like, you know, I'd love for the Yankees to come up with something creatively for Soto deferral-wise, and from a Mets perspective, I'm sure that would be good for you guys
well,
as well.
Maybe that's the advantage. We talked about the difference between $30 million or whatever. Yep. Well, what if the Yankees are with deferrals? Hey, it's $650, but deferrals, and the Mets are like, well, here's $680.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That could be a big advantage for the Mets. No, I understand there's a couple of ways to get this done, but the difference and why I shouldn't assume that Soto would be open to deferrals, but the money that Ohtani makes off the field. Now, again, I don't know about that Japanese television revenue stream. I've never even heard that. But whether it's the New Balance, whether it's other globe, which is almost smaller when you think about his global entities that he's connected to, makes so much money off the field, a lot more than Juan Soto. So he's able to do that. He's probably more willing to do that because of the revenue stream that he's already collected.
Yeah, I mean,
and how much of that was connected to gambling? I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be like flippant or a jerk. I don't know. Like, if I'm hung up in some sort of scandal, and I don't know if the IRS is banging down my door, I don't know what I'm embroiled in at that. He knew, but we didn't know. But maybe he's like, all right, I mean, maybe I'll get some deferrals here, and if I do get pinched and get in trouble, I have some salvation down the road. I honestly don't know what his mindset was.
And by the way, it was a significant amount, because I was just looking up his contract before. Like, almost all of it was deferred.
Significant amount,
which
yep.
is crazy to me. By the way, we can't get even, like, I don't like talking about the finance of it because that's not, like, we don't care about that stuff. Where we care about it as sports fans is that if it impacts the team from spending elsewhere, mm-hmm. which is why we would even, like, think about the conversations that we've had about the Yankees and Juan Soto. The idea that we would even consider it being okay to move on from Soto is ridiculous. But why we consider it is because we might have to because of the finances. If they bring back Soto, how then can they build out the rest of the team? Well, that's their problem. From a fan's perspective, you need Soto. You saw what a difference maker. Like, the Yankees have been trying to get back to a World Series since 2009. They bring in Juan Soto, they get to a World Series. That was not a coincidence. So now losing Soto, I'm supposed to believe the Yankees could build a team that's going to be as good, if not better. It could be different. It's not going to be better.
A different could be better. That's where we disagree. I don't really want to go down this road and test it and tempt fate. Don't get me wrong. I do think there's a way to get better. Now, it's going to hurt you. It's no matter what it is, if it comes to this, the star power is going to be two levels below it. It's going to be multiple players. It's going to be, you know, and maybe that's where the appetite for the Yankees come. Like, if they miss on Soto, maybe they are more willing to buy out DJ to maybe really aggressively. We keep saying trade Stanton, and it seems easy to us, and we know he's got the no trade, but I don't even think that they broached that at all. But if they lose out on Soto, maybe they do. Maybe they shave off $10 million there, and then obviously the Marlins start kicking in money down the road. Like, maybe there's a change of dominoes that changes the entire galaxy for the Yankees. I don't know the answer to that, but I don't think it's impossible that it could.
Adam is calling from North Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to chime in on this whole thing. And Sal, I totally agree with you, as not even just as a diehard Mets fan, but what you literally just said is what I want to touch on. Because everything you're talking about from a Yankees standpoint is how it impacts them. and how much more difficult it would be. I don't think enough people realize what the payroll situation is for Cohen and the Mets and how Stearns is going to use it. We have $180 million to spend. Like, this whole concept of getting Soto and not getting Pete is not real. They have more than enough money to get Soto, Pete, and another player and still not be at what they were at as far as a payroll. Like, them being limited by getting Soto is not a thing. So how can you not make them the favorites? He's going to spend what he needs to spend. It's not an issue. Like, as long as they keep it at $50 million, you could pay Pete $30 million. You could get another player because you know Stearns is not going to spend a lot of money in the bullpen. That's what he's great at. And you could even get another pitcher.
Yeah, Pete, hold on one sec, Pete. Pete, and I know, Sal, I want you to answer that because he was dressing you. But the only thing that I would say quickly is that it's not about money with Pete. To me, I'm not sure if the Mets believe he's a winning enough type
right.
of player. Not about the money.
Well, right. Yeah, Adam, and thank you for the call. I don't disagree with what he's saying as far as the Mets can get more than just Juan Soto. He's right, which is why I think that they are going to get Soto, and they have to get Juan Soto and then build out from there. If the Mets don't bring Pete back, it is not going to be because they can't afford Pete Alonso. It's going to be because they don't want to pay the price yep. that Pete Alonso is getting from somewhere else.
Because they don't view him as a winning enough player or a well-rounded enough player or he's
or
going to age
investment.
Well.
Yeah, yeah,
or, I mean,
right.
bottom line, worth
yeah.
the investment
right.
is a quicker way to say it.
Right now, I think they want him back.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Mets' plan is Soto and Alonso. But to what extent? Like, are you gonna commit to 5 years, 106, whatever the contract that they offered him to begin with, I think it's going to be less than that.
Yeah.
So then why would Pete even take that? And maybe the Cubs or the Giants who are desperate are going to overpay. Like, we talk about the Mets having to overpay for Soto. Other teams have to overpay for Alonso or Gleyber Torres, whatever. Like, pick a guy.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to get Juan Soto, so they're going to have to overpay for Alonso. Hey, you're desperate for power. Maybe you get Pete. I think Pete, a sweet spot is 4, maybe 5 years, but not much money at all. Like 20.
So about 25 a year?
Yeah, and he's
so
going to want
125-ish?
A lot more than that.
Yeah, he should.
I don't even know if I would give it to him. Yeah, I don't even know if I would give him that.
I'd probably give him, I mean.
I don't know if I want him for yeah. 5 years, but whatever.
Yeah,
right.
True.
You say 5 years at 120, 5 years for $25 million a year,
mm-hmm.
I'd do that. I think that's a sound,
yeah.
fair thing. He's going to want more than that. Are the Mets going to be willing to go to 150 for Pete Alonso?
Well, here's the thing, man. Somebody's going to miss out. And, you know, you talk about that, the revenge spend.
Yeah, the angry spend, yeah.
The angry spend. Yeah. I mean, the Giants might be doing that.
That's what I'm saying,
the Toronto
yeah.
Blue Jays might be doing that. They're trying to buy everybody. They get nobody like that. So I do think that, depending upon who misses out, that there's going to be, I would deem it, you know, no disrespect, but an irresponsible offer for Pete, which he would take. You know, and you said, and the caller said, do they want him back? I don't think, this is just my opinion, I don't think the Mets want him back. I think they'll take him back. And I'm kind of playing semantics.
Well,
big
I think
difference.
They want him back at their price.
Yeah, but even I'm going to stop.
I mean, remember
well,
the postseason,
yeah, at their
dude,
price for sure.
He
but,
did have a good postseason with the power. Like,
I know.
Similar to where we talk about Stanton, like, okay, I'll accept him coming back if it's a much lesser role.
Mm.
Pete coming back with Soto in play is a lesser role. Like, you're not relying on him to be the second stud in that lineup behind Lindor, or even the third stud behind Lindor and Vientos. Now you have Soto, Lindor, Vientos. Pete is like the fourth guy.
I understand that. I get it, and that makes some sense here. And listen, the Mets won't do what I'm about to say because of, and I don't get too wrapped up, although I know it's got some value for sure, his status within the franchise and all-time home runs and Darryl. Okay, I got that, and I respect it. I'm not minimizing it, but for me, trying to win a World Series. And, you know, Pete's not a guy, for me, that gives you enough grinding quality at-bats. He hits mistakes. If you make the right pitch to Pete, he's going to tie himself up in knots, all right? I know he's worked hard to become a competent first baseman, but the better move, just think about how the Mets could get to and win a World Series, for me, stripping away emotion, is Soto, Christian Walker. At first base, he is it's not even close as a fielder. And Pete's got more power, but I think Christian's more polished in terms of quality
well,
at bats. They won't do that. That they won't, that's
Adamas,
what they should do.
Why not Adamas?
And no, I wasn't done. And Adamas.
Oh, and Adamas.
Why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they're going to have other moves to make. You also,
yeah, but Walker's older. It's not going to get a 5-6. Like, Pete's 30. Christian's 34.
Well,
so it's a shorter commitment for a better player.
Yeah, potentially. If I'm committing, like, the two guys that I want Soto and Adamas. If not Adamas, I would still take Pete back. And maybe that's a part of me being sentimental or whatever. But they're also going to have to figure out how to build out the rest of the team. They need to find a center fielder. Maybe they trade for one.
Yeah.
Joe DeMeo was just texting me about Cedric Mullins potentially being a...
from the Orioles.
Yeah, I would love that if they could get him as a trade piece.
Got a little pop, could run.
Stearns, good defensive.
I like Mullins, yeah.
Yeah, I want a good defensive center fielder, so Stearns will get creative there. But the big bats to me, it's got to be Soto and either Adamas or Alonso. Now, would I take Walker? Sure. I mean, I'd take him. I would prefer, though, if I'm going to do that, I would just rather bring back
Peter. And I can understand why you would say that. I'm saying...
also proven in New York, too.
That's true. I get it. I think Christian he's better at more things on the baseball field, but I get why you and others would push back on that. The only other thing I would say about this for now, I know we got to get a break here. We talk about Soto like, you know, whichever team reels him in is set. The bottom line is this. If the Yankees get Soto, they got more work to do.
Yeah.
If the Mets get Soto, they have more work to do.
Right. It starts with Soto. Then we could add, especially for the Yankees, because at least with the Mets, getting Soto would make them better theoretically. With the Yankees, it's just, okay, well, now we're the same. Now, how do we get better?
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, here we go, BT. A little 3RQ as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one. And I hope you answer this properly.
Okay, what do you mean, honestly, properly?
Honestly, yes.
I always answer it honestly. All right, go ahead.
Do you use your blinker?
Very rarely, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. Why? Wait, come do on, I man. Use it? Or no,
yeah,
I almost never use it.
Do you use your blinker?
No.
Come on, man.
What?
You got to use your blinker.
I mean,
you know how annoying it is where if I don't know what you're doing, and then I wait for you to come, and then all of a sudden the blinker goes on or somebody makes the right. I'm like, you just cost me 10 seconds.
That could be more if you miss the light because of that.
It's annoying.
I'll own that. I get it.
And disrespectful.
I mean, it's not meant to be disrespectful. I think that my path to work, I mean, I'm on highway. Honestly, I'm on the highway. Yeah. So I'm not going to do it there. Now, if I'm shifting over lanes, I will do it there. Like, to me, maybe, again, I'm not saying this is perfect, but the higher rate of speed I'm going, then the more apt I am to use it for a safety perspective.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. What? Like, am I...
Hoff, use your blinker?
So you're basically saying the faster you go, the quicker you put the blinker on, but... I mean, at that point in time, it's almost useless because you're probably already in the other lane.
No. That's not true. I do it early enough where it actually has some
okay,
impact.
Okay, so I'm on Sal's side. You have to use your blinker because here's the thing is, the people that are the worst, the ones on the side streets that don't know where they're going, don't use their blinker, are slow to everything. You can't pass them because, you know, there's other people trying to get around them.
Yeah,
and you're
so
stuck
annoying.
For like 3-4 minutes dealing with a moron.
Hoff, I agree. The difference is, though, the person you described, I'm the exact opposite, except maybe not always using the blinker. I'm going fast, and I'm not really waiting for anybody. So you're not getting stuck behind me.
Now,
blinker or no blinker.
Right, I will admit that there are times, certainly, where I don't use the blinker. I'm not 100% blinker user.
Oh, what a good civilian, Sal. Adheres to the blinker rules.
At least 75, 80%. Like, it's annoying if you don't use it, and frankly, it's quite dangerous.
All right, I'll put the blinker on when
it's
I'm pulling out of my
head. It's not that difficult. Use your blinker. Just flick your finger and use the thing. Yeah. All right, what else do we got here? Number two. Who's the best pitcher you've ever seen? There's a reason why I'm asking this now.
A good one, man.
Yeah.
I would really, can I take you through my thought process
a little bit?
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
So, am I going to do in terms of what I've seen for the meat of his career or really the best season that I've ever seen was Doc's season?
Okay.
Dwight Gooden's year when he went 24-4 with the sub-2 ERA. He was just untouchable.
Similar to Luis Gil this year.
yes, for the first 5 weeks of the season, correct, Sal. I got you. All right, so I would say just over the meat of the career, I think I've got to say it's either Greg Maddux or it's Pedro.
Pedro would be mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
I don't know if you've seen these. There's this show called, there's two things that I've been watching. Game 7. On Amazon Prime. Yeah, Amazon Prime, I think,
Game
has
seven.
It. It's a series, Game 7, and they highlight, like they did one on the Rangers 94.
Oh, it's not just baseball.
No.
Ooh.
So they did one on the Rangers 94. There's a bunch of other ones I want to watch, but I saw that, and then I saw Game 7, 2003, Yankees-Red Sox.
Oh,
Aaron Boone game.
Boone.
And then I was watching the Netflix series, The Comeback. Have you seen this or heard of this?
No.
It's about the 2004 Red Sox Yanks. 2004
yes,
Red Sox.
I saw it and I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Right. Okay.
I did see it. I saw it on the app. Yeah.
You should. I know it hurts. It's 20
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, I got
but you get some incredible insight on this. So I watched both those over the weekend and I couldn't
You're
love
doing a lot
it.
Of binging these I days, Sal.
Couldn't love Jeez. It. And wait till the next question. Couldn't love it anymore, but it just reiterated in my mind
yep.
how great Pedro Martinez was.
He was. I think he had the best changeup of all time. You know, stones of steel.
Oh, dude.
He had a very whippy athletic motion. He threw 95, maybe more. He had impeccable control. He was a thinker. He was amazing.
I loved Maddox. You know, Doc, yes, sure. I was a little too young to maybe fully appreciate him.
Yep.
Roger, Randy Johnson. Kirk Schilling, I don't think I've ever seen a better pitcher
yeah.
than Pedro Martinez. Pound for pound. Doing it again in the steroid era as well.
That's true.
Not
that
being
matters.
Intimidated by anybody.
No.
He was, I would take Pedro at his peak. Over anybody, any day of the week.
I don't really disagree. Maybe vintage Koufax when he got through the arm issues and well, first early on he couldn't throw a strike. Then he had arm issues. So you know, prime Koufax for 5 years. The only other name, and I know we'll get to the last one. We'll move on here. The only other name, and you can only know and watch what you know and what you watched here. I would have loved to have sat. I'm not jaded by the numbers, which I know are amazing, yeah. or influenced by anything. I would love to have been able to sit down. In real time and watch vintage Tom Seaver pitch yeah. a game. Because Tom Seaver's a guy who's he's right there.
Well, that's why I said in your life, like, we know about the numbers and stuff. Hoff was saying Kershaw. Are you out of your mind?
Defend yourself
Clayton
here. Let's
Kershaw
go.
Has about the same numbers as Pedro Martinez. Both came up 20
God.
Years old. They have Clayton Kershaw will have over 3,000 strikeouts as of next year. His career ERA is better than Pedro's.
Yeah.
Career whip is better than Pedro's.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about Clayton Kershaw is basically better than Pedro.
Right, and then you watch
that's
him.
That's a pretty good defense.
Yeah,
good
yeah. Nice yeah that's great. If you look at the numbers, and then you watch him pitch, and you realize, oh my God, Clayton Kershaw doesn't have a fraction of the sack that Pedro Martinez had, let alone the postseason. I mean, give me a break. Use that as a stat. All right,
But you watch Kershaw now, but he can't even get out there. Yeah. Hoff, it's not a bad statement at all.
Choker in the postseason.
Look
Kershaw.
At his ERAs out 2.28, 2.53, 1.83,
yeah.
1.77,
yeah,
2.13,
yeah.
1.69.
Yeah, but it's not factoring in the errors. Who do you think had a tougher test? Pedro against those steroid monsters?
Yeah, no, probably
Kershaw.
Pedro. Probably
what about
Pedro?
The juice baseball?
And Kershaw
what are you talking about?
Kershaw getting beat up in the postseason every year. Come on now.
Kershaw was all it is
he's
all
good.
Time.
Oh, come on, Pedro? No
How about he's your lefty version? Pedro's the righty.
No.
Kershaw's
I would take
the
Randy
lefty.
Johnson if I'm the
Nah,
lefty.
Randy Johnson was not good
what?
With the Expos. It took him forever to get going. Kershaw was amazing from the get-go.
In one game the pitcher pitching Clayton Kershaw over Randy Johnson?
Nah, if you frame it that way, it's probably a little different.
All right, last one for you. What do you think happened at the end of The Sopranos? What do you think happened to Tony?
I think he got blasted.
You know, I told you I was going back rewatching.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think
something
when it...
Something else he watches. This
yeah, well, I'm done
now.
I was done with that, so I needed something else.
Oh,
so
my God.
Back.
Go back and watch...
All the Game 7 shows.
What else
yeah.
can we do? Entourage. There
I told you
go.
I watched the
A little
World
lighter.
Yeah, maybe. What did you think in real time at the end?
I can tell you. I thought, like everybody else, I actually called my sister. I've been living in Manhattan. I think you were in Manhattan at this point, right?
No,
you
no. I was back at my parents' house.
Okay.
I was, and then we broke up, and I had to go back to my parents' house.
Okay. Look at one of the times Sally was licking his wounds going
right.
back to mommy and daddy.
That was the worst one, yeah.
All right, so I'm living in Manhattan, and I was I'm sitting on my couch, and like I thought it was a... like a Time Warner cable thing at that point,
yeah.
where I'm like, "What the hell?" Just because sometimes I would hit like this was the early stages of TiVo. I would hit pause and like I would order Italian food Sunday night it was a big thing with Sopranos, and I'm like, "What?" It just zapped out. So I called my sister. I'm like, "What's going? Did your TV same provider?" She's like, "I don't know." So once I got past that, like everybody else in Civilization, I thought that Tony. I thought it then. I thought it, and I think it now. I think he got blasted, and I don't think that. David Chase wanted people to see him die. That's what I've always thought.
I never thought that then. Same thing with you. I was like, what the hell happened? And I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe they just wanted you to think certain things. After rewatching it with a different mind, I think 1,000% unequivocally, Tony got killed.
Well, what changed your opinion?
Just being more aware of the character. Tony started to lose it and become a less likable character in seasons 5 and 6, getting sloppy, the gambling stuff, the womanizing,
yeah,
the drugs
womanizer,
a little
sure.
bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And also, like, the signs, if you look at it, them talking about Depp and what happens and just the build-up to it, going, you know, fading to black, like, that's what happens. You think you're 1 minute... okay, and then boom, that's it. I think 1,000% he died, and David Chase didn't want to show it. Show us Tony dying.
Yeah, and think about this. Yeah, I certainly believe that theory. And if you would have ended it with, say, Tony, I don't know, walking into I don't know, his club or somewhere else, and there's fewer people, then it's probably easier to think, oh yeah, somebody definitely whacked him. But I mean, you know, not that I'm an expert on the mob here, but I can't imagine too many hits occur in diners in public, you know, spaces.
In front of their family.
Yeah, I know there was the incident at the steakhouse the early 80s. I mean, there's been a few of those. I think it was Sparks. A few of those. But you're not going to... I think he did that in such a public sphere that he wanted to complicate or at least dilute the thought process of people who did think he got whacked. But then they might say... Yeah, but they wouldn't do it in the diner in front of everyone because then they're going to get pinched, blah, blah, whatever. So, but I think he got killed.
Me too. We have some news Hoff is saying here, or a statement at least from Scott Boras. What do you got there, Hoff?
He must be speaking somewhere because Eric Bolin put out Juan Soto's agent Scott Boras said, Soto is prioritizing any team owner who is committed to, quote-unquote, winning with the right amount of money, of course.
We heard the same bull crap forever from somebody. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's all that he said. He's probably speaking at the GM meetings, no?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's out there.
Yeah, he's speaking right now. That's the first quote.
You heard him. You better go out and get Adamas and get Max Fried and go out there and get him, bring back Petey or Christian Walker. You better go and listen to him.
Yeah, I think he's full of you-know-what. All right, BT and Sal and the fan will come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. Take your calls as well, 888-808-1019.
Every Saturday at 8 a.m., it's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti.
What we're seeing now, all of a sudden, again, is Jalen Hurts being... a quarterback that is legit. He's found his game again.
Before you watch the NFL games on Sunday, Boomer and Mike break down the games. It's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Whether you're buying or leasing a new car, truck, or SUV, you gotta do it at Nielsen Dodge. Because every day is Black Friday, all month with incredible specials on new Jeeps, Chryslers, Dodges, and Rams.
Get a new 2024 Chrysler Pacifica plug-in hybrid. Buy it for $38,995. Or a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe plug-in hybrid. Buy it for $44,995. Want certified pre-owned? We have hundreds, all in excellent condition. And if you need credit help, we're here to make it fast and easy.
At Nielsen, our Black Friday deals will get you driving for less. Plus, zero down payment available lets you drive away today.
Celebrate the savings season at Nielsen Dodge on Route 10 in East Hanover or shop online at NielsenDodge.com.
Save it today, the Nielsen way.
Black Friday sales event.
With approval at tax tag 498 DOC and DMV.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local Kia dealers remind you to discover what happens when rugged capability meets true performance. It's the perfect balance of quality, dependability, power, and style. Learn more at Kia.com. Kia, movement that inspires.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/rain to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.